Now, Mike Puccinelli here. Are the stories making headlines at this hour? Several burglaries at churches and other houses of worship. Chicago police are investigating three recent incidents in the New City neighborhood on the southwest side. They happened during the day and night last month and this month. Investigators say the burglars forced their way in and take property. No one was hurt and no one is in custody at this time. Now, the next step in a new and improved O'Hare Airport begins today on the northwest side. The city will break ground on a $1.2 billion expansion of Terminal 5. Currently O'Hare's international terminal. By the year 2021, there will be 10 new gates and more room in the terminal for passenger lounges and places to eat and shop. Today's Terminal 5 project is only a small part of the O'Hare 21st century makeover. Five designs have been released showing a new global terminal to replace the existing Terminal 2. It, of course, is the centerpiece of an $8.5 billion expansion project, the largest and most expensive in O'Hare history. Airline ticket fees will pay for the new terminal. It's set to open come 2028. Well, it hasn't happened in more than 20 years, but nonstop flights from Chicago to Israel will resume next March. El Al Israel Airlines will fly from O'Hare to Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Tickets will go on sale later this month. Resuming the nonstop flights to Israel is expected to bring about $70 million in economic impact to the Chicagoland area. And spring is here, and so is Chicago's Flowering Garden Show. It's now open at Navy Pier from 10 to 8 every single day through Sunday. You can expect gardening ideas, tips and tricks from industry pros, garden cooking demos, and even activities for the kiddos. Adult tickets will run you $20, while kids are just $5. Tickets are half price after 4 o'clock each day. Meteorologist Megan Glaros is here now with your first day of spring forecast.
Yeah, first day of spring officially starts at 4:58 this afternoon. So up until that point, still technically winter and a little wet. In fact, we've got some showers out there up through probably lunchtime. After that, we'll find some more likely scattered activity into the afternoon. A lot of cloud cover all day long. High temperatures in the upper 40s.
All right, Megan, thanks so much. Keep it right here on CBS Chicago for updates all throughout your day. Have a good one, folks. We'll see you.